感谢赞美主给我们有机会一同聚集在他的面前。
We thank and praise our Lord that he gives us opportunity to gather together before him.
我们这一次聚会的主题乃是在基督里和基督在我们里。
The theme of this conference is in Christ and Christ in us.
穆安德里他曾说过这样的话。
Andrew Murray said,
救恩不光是罪得着赦免和上天堂。
Salvation is not only the forgiveness of sin and going to heaven.
救恩乃是在基督里和基督在我们里。
Salvation is in Christ and Christ in us.
神把他的儿子赐给我们是为着要住在我们里面。
God gave his son to us in order for him to dwell in us.
这是救恩的开始，也是救恩的终极。
This is the beginning and the end of salvation.
这一个是完全的救恩。
And this is the complete salvation.
所以这一次我们一同在这里交通的就是这一个完全的救恩。
So this time when we gather here together, what we want to share is this complete salvation.
在基督里是给我们看见神在基督里为我们所成功的一切。
In Christ speaks about what God has done for us, the all of that in Christ.
基督在我们里是给我们看见圣灵怎样把基督所成功的一切坐在我们的里面。
Christ in us speaks about how the Holy Spirit accomplishes what God has already accomplished in us.
在基督里是我们今天的地位。
It is our position to be in Christ today.
基督在我们里面是我们要经历的那一个现象。
Christ in us is something for us to experience.
在基督里这是我们所相信的。
In Christ is something that we believe.
基督在我们里面是我们需要学习顺服的。
Christ in us is something for us to learn to submit.
所以我们看见说一切都是在基督里。
So we see that all is in Christ.
并且一切都是基督在我们里面。
And all is Christ in us.
我们的弟兄昨天晚上已经提醒了我们。
Our brother reminded us last night.
我们整个基督徒的生活都是在基督里和基督在我们里面。
Now the whole Christian living is how we are in Christ and Christ is in us.
除了基督之外，我们没有任何的地位。
Besides in Christ, we do not have any other position.
如果不是基督在我们里面，我们也谈不上什么光景。
Without Christ in us, it is not possible for us to speak about any spiritual condition.
自由在基督里是真理。
Only in Christ is the truth.
自由基督在我们里面是经历。
Only Christ in us is the experience.
凡不是在基督里的都不是真理。
Whatever outside of Christ is not the truth.
凡不是基督在我们里面的都不是属灵的经历。
Whatever is not Christ in us is not spiritual experience.
唯有基督是我们一切的一切。
Only Christ is all and is in all.
在基督的救恩里有一件非常奇妙的事。
In the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ, there is something wonderful.
这是所有世界各宗教所没有的。
And this is something which is not in any of the religions of this world.
那一个奇妙的点就在一个很小的字上。
The amazing point is on a very small word.
在我们中文里头，我们要有几个字。
But in Chinese translation, we have several words.
但是在英文里头只有一个字。
But in English, there's only one word.
那一个字就是在里面。
That word is in.
这一个在里面乃是神救恩的一个特点。
The word in is a special characteristic of God's salvation.
这一个是世界所不懂，也是世界所没有的。
This is something that the world cannot understand, is something that the world does not have.
这是人所没有办法做成的。
This is not something that man can do.
只有神能做这样的事。
Only God can do it.
我们今天与我们主的关系都是在里面。
Today, our relationship with our Lord is all in this.
主与我们的关系也都在里面。
The relationship between our Lord with us is all in this.
我们与主的关系不是外面的关系。
Our relationship with our Lord is not something outside.
他与我们的关系也不在外面。
His relationship to us is not outside either.
一切外面的都不是真的。
Everything outside is not true.
唯有在里面的才是实际。
Only the thing inside is the reality.
感谢赞美神，今天我们与他，他与我们的关系是一个里面的关系。
We thank and praise our Lord, because today the relationship between us and Him, and between Him and us, is a something inside.
这一个是天然的人所不能明白的。
This is something that cannot be understood by a natural man.
我们记得当我们的主在地上的时候。
We remember when our Lord Jesus was on earth.
他多次要把这一个里面的那个关系交通给他的门徒。
Many times he wanted to share this inner relationship to his disciples.
他多次告诉他的门徒说：“我在父里面，父在我里面。”
Many times he told his disciples, "I am in the Father, my Father is in me."
但是他的门徒始终不明白。
But his disciples to the end did not understand.
因为人只能在旁边，不能在里面。
Because man cannot be on the side, but cannot be inside.
这是人所办不到的事。
This is something not possible for man.
甚至于到了那一天的晚上。
Even toward that night.
就是我们主耶稣被卖的那一夜。
The night our Lord Jesus was sold.
你记得腓力在主的面前还问这个问题。
And Philip.Ask the Lord.
在约翰福音十四章第八节。
In John chapter 14, verse 8.
比腓力对主说主啊。
Philip asked, Lord,
你如果把父给我们显现一下，我们就满足了。
If you reveal the Father to us, then we will be satisfied.
我们的主耶稣就对腓力说。
Our Lord Jesus told Philip,
我与你这么多久，你还不知道吗？
I have been with you for so long, and you still don't understand.
你不知道你看见我就是看见父吗？
You don't understand when you see me, you see the Father.
我在父里面，父在我里面，你不相信吗？
I am in the Father is in me. Can you believe this?
因为这个里面的东西不是天然的人所能明白的。
Because there's something inside is not comprehensible by a natural man.
但是感谢赞美神。
But we thank and praise God.
等到真理的圣灵来了。
When the Spirit of Truth comes,
他就要住在我们里面。
He shall dwell in us.
并且他要把这个里面的关系不但让我们知道，并且叫我们来经历。
So he will not only tell us of this inner relationship, but he is also going to cause us to experience it.
我们的主说到了那一天。
Our Lord Jesus said,
就是到了主复活的那一天。
The day our Lord is resurrected.
圣灵就来住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit is going to come to dwell in us.
在那个时候你们就知道。
And that day you shall know.
我在父里面。
I am in the Father.
你们在我里面。
You are in me.
我也在你们里面。
And I am also in you.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
今天我们与主的关系。
Today the relationship between us and the Lord.
是根据父与子的关系。
Is according to the relationship between the Father and the Son.
父与子怎样彼此在里面。
How the Father and the Son are mutually in.
照样我们今天与我们的主也是彼此在里面。
The same way today we and our Lord are the same in.
这一个是我们这一次要交通的。
And this is what we want to share this time.
也像我们弟兄昨天晚上所说的，这是最基本的东西。
As our brother said last night, this is foundational.
不但是最基本的，也可以说是最高超的。
And not only this is the most fundamental, but also the highest.
我们弟兄他的那一份是讲基督在我们里面。
Our brother responsibility was talking about Christ in us.
我的那份是要交通在基督里。
My responsibility is to share in Christ.
请我们打开圣经看哥罗西第一章。
And let's turn to Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
哥罗西第一章第十九节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 19.
因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛住在他，在他里面居住。
For in him all the fullness of the Godhead was pleased to dwell.
第二章
chapter 2
第九节和第十节上一半。
Verse 9 and the first part of verse 9, the first 10.
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面，你们在他里面也得了丰盛。
For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him.
请我们低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
我们的主，我们已经读了你的话。
Our Lord, we have read your word.
现在求你的圣灵点火你的话在我们众人的心中。
We pray that your Holy Spirit quicken your word in the hearts of all of us.
但愿从你的话语的里面我们能看见你自己。
May we see yourself in your word.
吸引我们，叫我们快跑来跟随你。
Draw us so that we can follow you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
在基督里
in Christ.
今天早晨我们要交通一点，什么是在基督里。
This morning we want to share what is in Christ.
在基督里面究竟有些什么。
What are there in Christ?
也可以说基督的意义是什么。
In another word, it is what is the meaning of Christ?
究竟我们在基督里面看见些什么东西。
After all, what do we see in Christ?
基督对我们是怎么一回事。
What is Christ to us?
我想最容易叫我们明白的乃是用一点这个旧约的那个预表。
I think what helps us the most to understand itis to look at some of the types in the Old Testament.
因为旧约的预表，乃是把我们的主用一个比较能明白的方法来把它说出来。
Because the examples the Old Testament can show our Lord Jesus Christ in a simple way.
好像这个picture 一样，好像图画一样。
As pictures.
神把以色列的百姓从埃及拯救出来。
God saved the people of Israel from Egypt.
目的是要把他们带到迦南那个地方去。
In order to bring them into Canaan.
我们的神给我们看见说，这个迦南的美地那是牛奶与蜜之地。
Our God told us that the land of Canaan is the land flowing with milk and honey.
奶是我们生活上一个必需品。
Milk is something necessary for our living.
蜜是叫我们在生活上面多有享受。
Honey gives us enjoyment in our life.
也可以说奶是动物的丰富。
In another word, the milk is the richest of animal.
那个蜜也可以说是植物的丰富。
honey is the richest of the plant.
因为蜂是从树里面、花里面来制取它的丰盛。
Because the bee causes the honey to be produced in the flowers.
我们知道迦南美地啊，乃是神赐给以色列百姓的。
We know that the land of Canaan is what God has given to Israel.
以色列的百姓是神地上的子民。
The people of Israel is God's people on this earth.
所以神给他们的应许和产业也是地上的。
So the promise and inheritance which God gave to Israel people is on this earth.
我们今天乃是神天上的子民。
Today we are God's heavenly people.
神所给我们天上的基业。
God has given us the inheritance of the heavens.
所以迦南在圣经里面是预表基督。
Therefore, Canaan in the Bible is a type of Christ.
埃及代表世界。
Egypt represented the world.
神把我们从世界里拯救出来。
God saved us from the world.
把我们带到迦南，就是带到基督的里面去。
And bring us into Canaan, which is bring us into Christ.
我们的迦南乃是主耶稣基督。
Our Canaan is Lord Jesus Christ.
他实在是牛奶与蜜之地。
He indeed is the land flowing with milk and honey.
因为主说，我来了是要叫人得生命，并且得着更丰盛的生命。
Because Lord Jesus said, I come in order that man can have life and life more abundantly.
以色列的百姓还没有进迦南之前。
And before Israelites enter into Canaan.
神就把迦南美地啊描写一点给以色列人看见。
And God described the beauty of the land of Canaan to Israel.
神用这个方法来吸引他们的心。
And God used this method to draw them.
叫他们迫切地愿意要进到迦南去。
So that they are fervent to enter into Canaan.
虽然他们还没有进入迦南。
Although they did not enter into Canaan yet.
但是神已经把迦南描写一点给他们听了。
But God already described the beauty of Canaan to them.
这个我们在生命记里头我们就能看见一点。
This we can see a little in Deuteronomy.
我就请你们看生命记第八章。
And maybe we see Deuteronomy chapter 8.
生命记第八章从第七节念起。
Deuteronomy chapter 8, we can read from verse 7.
第八章第七节
Chapter 8, verse 7
因为耶和华你神领你进入美地那地有河有泉有源从山谷中流出水来
For Jehovah thy God bring thee into a good land a land of water brooks of springs and of deep waters and gush forth in the valleys and hills
神要带以色列人所进入的那个迦南地是一个美地。
The land that God wanted to bring Israel to enter is a good land.
我们记得当我们的神创造天地的时候。
We remember when our God created heaven and earth.
他造了一件东西，他对他看一下就说好。
He created something and he looked at it and he said, "This is good."
在这个六天之中，只有第二天他没有说好。
And out of the six days, only the second day he did not say it is good.
不是他所创造的不好，乃是有一些不好的隐藏在里面。
It is not that what he created is not good, but there is something not quite good hidden in it.
这个不是我们今天的题目。
This is not the subject of.Us today.
不过无论如何，你看见说神把万物造好了之后，他说甚好。
But no matter what, you see, when God created all things, He has this is good.
那就是说神看着这些，心里就得满意。
And that is to say, when God looked upon these things, and He is satisfied.
因为是照着他的旨意来造成的。
Because they are made according, created according to His own will.
是他所喜悦的。
It pleases Him.
那这一个好字和我们这里的美字是一个字。
And the good, the word good there is the same word good here.
所以神给我们看见说，那个迦南地啊是一个好的地。
So here we see that God says that land of Canaan is a good land.
是他心目中所满意的那一个地。
It's a land that satisfies his heart.
是叫他觉得喜悦的地。
It is something that pleases him.
那么弟兄姊妹，这是不是就是我们的主耶稣基督呢？
Brothers and sisters, is this our Lord Jesus?
当我们的主在地上的时候，
When our Lord Jesus was on this earth,
三次天开了。
Three times the heaven opened.
天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。
Voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved son, in him I have my delight.
神看着我们的主，他说好。
When God sees our Lord, he said, Good.
这个就是我心目中所要的。
And this is the one that I want in my heart.
这个是给我里面有满足的喜乐的。
And this is the one that gives me the satisfactory, the joy.
这个就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And this is our Lord Jesus Christ.
在那个地方有河，有泉，有源。
And there are water brooks, springs, and deep waters.
在这里给我们看见，在那个地里面，水的供应是非常的丰富。
Now, here we see that at that land, the supply of water is rich.
我们知道我们人需要水。
We know that we men to live, we need water.
我们需要水胜过需要食物。
We need water more than we need food.
如果我们没有水的话，我们不能生活。
If we do not have water, we cannot live.
但是在迦南地，你看见有各种各样的水在那里。
But in the land of Canaan, there are waters.
我们中文里翻有河，在英文里头是 water brooks, 溪水。
And it says water brooks.
那个溪水啊，你就记得说，好像鹿啊，渴慕溪水一样。
The water brooks is, as you remember, as a deer panted for the water brooks.
诗篇二十三篇说，神带领我们在可安息的水边。
In Psalm 23, it says that the Lord leads us into the still waters.
在那个水，这个很平静的水里面。
In the stillness of the water.
你不但能饮这个水也能反照你这个形状。
And not only you can drink of the water, but the water can reflect yourself.
那里有泉。
And there are springs.
就是从底下从里面涌出来的水。
And springs is the water that springs up from under.
并且是永流不息。
And is flowing forever.
在那里也有源，英文里是deep.
And also there are deep waters.
换一句话说，是有很深的水在那里。
In another word, it is water from the deep.
所以你看见这个水啊，不但是平静的水。
So not only this water is still.
不但是永流不息的水。
Not only this water that flows forever.
也是很深的水。
But the water is deep.
而这个水呢，乃是从山与谷里头流出来的。
And these waters gush forth in the valleys and hills.
我们中文里把山谷就合在一起了。
In Chinese, the valley and hill are put together.
在英文里头是山与谷。
And in English, it says the hills and valleys.
弟兄姊妹，这个也是描写我们的主耶稣基督。
Brothers and sisters, this also describes our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道我们的主在地上的时候。
We know that when our Lord was on earth.
在约翰福音第四章里头，他对那个撒玛利亚的妇人说。
In John chapter 4.He said to the Samaritan woman,
你如果喝了我所赐给你的水，这个水要在你里面成为泉源，至永到永生。
If you drink of the water which I give you, this water will become in you a spring of water flowing forever for eternity.
在约翰第七章里头。
John chapter 7.
在这个祝棚节最后那个大热的时候。
The last day of the festival of Booth, a great day.
我们的主在哪里说
？Our Lord Jesus said,
到我这里来。
Come to me.
信我的人。
Those who believe me.
就如经上所说的。
And just like in the book.
从他的腹中要流出活水的江河来。
Out of his belly comes the water of the spring of living water.
所以在我们主里面就满了这个生命的水。
So in our Lord Jesus.There is full of this living water.
我们知道生命的水就是代表圣灵的水。
We know that this living water represents the water of the Holy Spirit.
约翰第三章第三十四节告诉我们说，神赐给我们的主圣灵是没有限量的。
In John chapter 3, it says that God gave the Holy Spirit to our Lord without limit.
在我们主里面满了生命，满了圣灵。
And within our Lord Jesus, it is full of life and full of the Holy Spirit.
生命在他的里面，这生命就是人的光。
Life in Him, that life is the light of man.
他不但是因着圣灵生，他也是被圣灵所膏的。
Not only he was born of the Holy Spirit, but he was also anointed by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满在他的里面。
The Holy Spirit filled in him.
这个就是我们的主。
This.Is our Lord.
所以我们来到主的面前。
Therefore, when we come before the Lord,
我们喝了他的水，就永远不再渴了。
When we drink of His water, we will never thirst again.
在那里不但有这些东西。
Not only there are these things.
那里有小麦、大麦、葡萄树、无花果树、石榴树、橄榄树和蜜。
This is a they have there are wheat, barley, vines, fig trees, pomegranates.A land of olive trees and honey.
不但有水来供应我们。
Not only there's water supplying to us.
并且在那个地方有各种各样的食物来供应我们。
But also there are various kinds of fruit and produce to supply to us.
小麦乃是这个人的那个食物。
Wheat is the food for man.
大麦在当时的时候是那些穷人的食物。
Barley at that time is the food for poor people.
我们看见说在主里面有丰富的食物。
And we see there that in the Lord there is abundance of food.
我们记得主耶稣在约翰第六章说，我就是生命的粮。
Our Lord Jesus said in John chapter 6, I am the food of life.
我们的主给我们一切我们属灵生活所需要的食物。
Our Lord give us all the bread that we need in our spiritual life.
并且在那里还有各种的树木结各种的果子。
We also see there are different kind of trees producing different kind of fruit.
如果我们看四世纪第九章的话。
If we turn to the Judges chapter 9.
我们记得在那里有一个比喻。
There was an example.
这是约旦呢，他在那里用的一个比喻。
And this is an example made by verse 7. Jotham.
在那里就说，在这个树林的中间呢，他们要选一个领袖。
And this is chapter 9, verse 7. And they told it Jotham that they wanted to elect a leader.Among the trees.
第八节
Verse 8.
有一树木要高一柱为王管理他们。
The trees once went forth to anoint a king over them.
就去对橄榄树说请你做我们的王。
And then they said to olive tree, and be our king.
橄榄树回答说我岂肯阻止供奉神明和尊重人的油飘飘在众树之上呢。
And the olive tree said, Should I leave my fatness, wherewith by me they honor God and man, and go to wave over the trees?
树木对无花果树说，请你来做我们的王。
And the tree said to the fig tree, Come thou, reign over us.
无花果树回答说，我岂肯阻止说这甜美的果子飘飘在众树之上呢？
And should I, the fig tree said to them,Should I leave my sweetness and my good fruit and go to wave over the trees?
树木对橄榄对葡萄树说，请你来做我们的王。
And then the trees said to the vine, Come thou, reign over us.
葡萄树回答说，我岂可止住使神明和人喜乐的新酒飘飘在众树之上呢？
And the vine said to the other trees, Should I leave my new wine, which cheers God and man, and go to wave over the trees?
所以你在这里看见有各种各样的这个树木在那里。
Here we see a picture of various kinds of trees.
葡萄可以做成酒，叫人喜乐。
Vine produces wine that gives joy to man.
无花果树啊，是叫我们得着力量。
The fig tree gives us strength.
橄榄树可以榨成油，叫我们被膏。
The olive tree can be made to oil that anoint us.
石榴树啊，在雅各里头给我们看见，它是结的果子是非常的这个丰富，非常的美丽。
The pomegranate produces an abundance of food. Beautiful.
蜜是叫人的眼目能明亮。
Honey can cause the eyes of man bright.
你记得扫罗的儿子约拿丹，他吃了一点的蜜，他的眼睛就明亮。
As you remember, Jonathan, the son of Saul, after he eats a little bit of honey, his eyes brighten up.
所以这里给我们看见说，神不但供应我们必须生活上的食物。
So here we see that God only supplies to us the necessities of our living.
他也叫我们有丰丰富富的享受。
He also gives us the abundance to enjoy.
那么弟兄姊妹，这是不是都在我们主耶稣基督里面？
Dear brothers and sisters, are these all in our Lord Jesus Christ?
他不但是我们生命的粮。
Not only he is the bread of life to us.
他也是我们的喜乐。
He is also our joy.
他也是我们的力量。
Our strength.
是我们随时的帮助。
Our help of any time.
他叫我们的眼目明亮。
He brightens up our eyes.
叫我们得着安息。
He gives us peace.
这是我们的主。
This is our Lord.
底下第九节又说了。
And verse 9 it says,
你在那里不缺食物，一无所缺，那地石头是梯，山内可以挖铜。
A land wherein thou shalt eat bread without, scarceness, where you shall lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose mountains thou wilt dig copper.
那里不但有水，不但有食物。
Not only there is water and bread,
并且你看见有铜有梯。
But also copper and iron,
可以做成器皿。
They can be made into vessels,
也可以做成器具。
And made into tools,
不但能耕田，并且也能打仗。
They can be used to till the land, some others can be used to fight the war.
也能用铜和铁来建造铜墙铁壁。
And irons and copper can be made into castles.
叫人能得着保障。
So that people can feel secure.
所以你就在这里看见在我们的基督的里面。
So here we see that in Christ,
他给我们有丰丰富富的供应。
He gives us abundance of supply.
叫我们因着他的缘故能得胜并且有余。
So that description of the land of Canaan.
你要进去得为业的那地，本不像你出来的埃及地。你在那里撒种，有用脚浇灌，像浇灌菜园一样。
For the land, whither you enter in to possess it, is not as the land of Egypt, from whence you came out, where you sow your seed and water it with your foot.As a garden of herbs.
你们要过去得为业的那地，乃是有山有谷、雨水滋润之地。
But the land where you are passing over to possess is a land of mountains and valleys with drinking waters and the rain of heaven.
是耶和华你神所眷顾的，从岁首到年终，耶和华你神的眼目时常看顾那地。
It is a land which Jehovah your God care for.The eyes of Jehovah thy God are constantly upon it from the beginning of the year even unto the end of the year.
这里给我们看见说迦南地与埃及地是完全不相同的。
Here we see the land of Canaan is totally different from the land of Egypt.
我们知道迦南地埃及地在圣经里面就是代表这个世界。
We know that the land of Egypt in the Bible represents the world today.
这个世界虽然是丰富的。
Although this world is rich.
但是需要你用你的人力去生产的。
It requires your manpower to produce.
因为在埃及的地方人要耕田的话用脚来测水。
Because in Egypt, if you want to till a land, you need to use your own foot to bring the water wheel in.
从这个河里面把它吹上这个田地里面去。
And to draw the water from the river into the field.
这个我想恐怕年轻的弟兄姊妹就不大懂了。
And this is something probably the young brothers and sisters would never understand.
如果你生长在我们故乡的话。
If you grew up in my country.
你就看见说。耕田的都是人在那里用脚啊在那里测水的。
Then you understand in order to till a land, in order to bring the water, you have to use your feet on the wheel.
好容易把这个水啊打到陶店里头去。
Now it's very, it's, you have to use effort to bring the water from the river into the field.
这样才能静静地过生活。
And then you can barely make a living.
世界就是这样。
This is the world.
人在世界里，用尽他的心力。
Man in the world try its very best.
结果还不是捕风捉影。
And then only capture something which is shallow.
虚空的虚空。
It's the vanity of the vanities.
但是我们的主啊，就像迦南地一样。
But our Lord is like the land of Canaan.
迦南也是代表丰富。
Canaan also represents riches.
在主里面有丰富。
But it's riches in the Lord.
正是这个丰富啊，我们来得着与在埃及完全不同。
This riches, when we get it, is different from the riches we try to get in Egypt.
不是靠我们人工去得着的。
It is not something that we use our natural energy to get.
那是神赐给我们。
But God has given to us.
神的眼目一直在那里看顾这块地。
God's eyes care for this land.
按时就讲春雨和秋雨。
In time, He will send the spring rain and autumn rain.
所以可以说，我们实在是不劳而获的。
And actually, it is that we obtain all these things without our own effort.
并且那个享受是无穷之的。
And that enjoyment is just immense, unlimited.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们的主就是那一块的地。
Our Lord is that land.
我们的主生长在神的面前，如同嫩芽一样。
Our Lord grew up before God like that tender root shoot.
神的眼目一直眷顾他。
But God's eyes was upon him all the time.
所以从他那里，我们就白白地得着一切的丰盛。
So from him, we get all the abundance freely.
我们再看第六章。
And then when we come to chapter 6.
第六章第十节和第十一节。
Chapter 6, Deuteronomy verses 10 and 11.
耶和华你的神领你进他向你立主亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各启示应许给你的地，那里有城业，又大又美，非你所建造的。
And it shall be, when Jehovah thy God brings thee into the land which he swore unto your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee, great and good cities which you builded not.
有房屋装满各样美物，非你所装满的；有筑城的水井，非你所筑城的。还有葡萄树、橄榄树，非你所栽种的，你吃了，而且饱足。
And houses full of everything good, which you filled not, and wells digged, which you diggest not, vineyard and olive yards, which you planted not, and you shall have eaten and shall be full.
在那个迦南地呀，以色列人进去的时候。
When the Israelites enter into the land of Canaan,
看见说已经有又大又美的城市已经建造在那里了。
They see there already is a big city already built there.
不是他们所造的。
Not built by them.
他们就很现成的就在那里进到城市里面去了。
They enter into that city readily.
城市给我们看见是一个保障。
And the city, the represents a castle, a security.
城也是给我们看见有一个团聚的那个生活。
And also the city represents a a collective living.
在一个城里面就有它的秩序。
And there's orders in the city.
在城里面有它的安息。
There is rest in the city.
所以这个就是给我们看见说，我们的主啊，就是我们的避难所。
Now here we see that our Lord is our shelter.
他不但是我们避难所。并且世世代代做我们的居所。
Not only he is our shelter, but from generation to generation, he is our dwelling place.
我们居住在基督的里面。
And we live in him.
得着他的保护。
We are protected by him.
享受那一个团体的生活。
We enjoy the living lives together.
也服在元首基督的底下。
And we also submit under the head.
因为神已经把我们从黑暗的权势里拯救出来，把我们迁到他爱子的国度里面去。
Because God has saved us from the power of darkness and translated us into Christ.
不但有城，也有房屋。
And not only their city, but their houses.
房屋里面充满了美物，不是我们所装满的。
And houses are full of beautiful things, good things, not that we fill.
你们记得主耶稣在约翰第十四章里面告诉他的门徒说
，We remember that our Lord Jesus said in John 14 to his disciples，
在我父的家里有许多的住处。
In my Father's house there are many mansions。
这里的住处啊，可以我们用今天的话来讲，可以有许多的 apartments。
This dwelling place in our present day language we say。There are many apartments.
不是许许多多的那个房子。
It's not many, many different houses.
你有你的房子，他有他的房子。
You have your house and he has his house.
感谢神，我们只有一个大房子。
We thank God that we only have one big house.
这个房子大到一个地步，我们每一个人就有一个 apartment.
The house is so large that every one of us has an apartment there.
我们每一个人在基督里都有我们一个地位。
And every one of us in Christ has our own position.
并且里面满了美物。
And full of good things.
神的恩赐、神的恩典，给我们每一个人都是丰丰富富的。
God's gift, God's grace to every one of us is full.
并且这个井已经挖好了。
And also the well is already dug.
叫这个水能永流不息。
So the water can spring out.Unseasonally.
葡萄树、橄榄树都已经栽好了。
The vine, olive trees are already there.
不用我们自己去费力的。
And we do not have to plant it anymore.
我们就来享受他为我们预备的一切。
We just come to enjoy what he has already prepared for us.
那么弟兄姊妹，这个是给我们看见一幅的图画。
Dear brothers and sisters, this one shows us a picture.
给我们看见在基督里面那个丰盛。
For us to see the riches in Christ.
但是这个不过是影儿。
But this is only a shadow.
现在我们要看那个实际。
But we want to see the reality.
我们要回到新约里面去。
We have to come to the New Testament.
在哥罗西第一章里面给我们看见什么。
In Colossians chapter 1.
神父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
It pleased God to have all the riches of the Godhead.To dwell in him bodily.
第二章第九节。
And chapter 2, verse 9.
神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
弟兄姊妹在基督里。
Dear brothers and sisters, in Christ.
我们要进到基督里面之前，神先给我们看见在基督里面有些什么。
Before we enter into Christ, God shows us first what is in Christ.
他给我们看见说，在基督里有神本性一切的丰盛。
God shows us that in Christ there is all the fullness of the Godhead.
谁能测度神本性一切的丰盛呢？
Who can measure the fullness of the Godhead?
谁能明白，完全明白神他自己是怎么样的一位神呢？
Who can fully understand what God is that we have.
我们今天所能知道关乎神的事，乃是应着他的启示。
Today, the little we know about God is because of His revelation.
如果他不把他自己向我们启示，我们怎么能明白他呢？
If He does not reveal Himself, how could we understand Him?
但是还有许许多多隐秘的事，没有启示的，是属于神的。
But there are many things in secret, and that belongs to God.
没有人能测量神本性的丰富。
No one can measure the fullness of God Himself.
所以保罗他在那里写以弗所第三章的时候，
Therefore, when Paul wrote the letter of Ephesians, when he comes to chapter 3,
他在那里说何等的长阔高深。
And he said, what length, width, height, and depth.
不能描写的。
And cannot be described.
谁能知道神的爱呢？
Who can understand the love of God?
感谢神，他启示了我们。
Thank God that He has revealed to us.
叫我们能知道一些他的爱。
So that we can know a little about His love.
但是神的爱是无限量。
But the love of God is without limit.
我们所尝到的不过是爱里面的一点点。
What we have tasted is just a little bit of that.
神的爱是无穷尽。
God's love is immense.
我们今天稍微知道一点神的公义。
Today we know a little about His righteousness.
但是谁能知道神的公义是怎样的公义呢？
But who can understand what kind of righteousness is in God?
我们今天知道一点神的性情乃是圣洁的。
Today we know a little bit about the nature of God, holiness.
因为他是圣洁的，他要我们也圣洁。
Because He is holy, He wants us to be holy.
但是我们所能经历的圣洁与他来比的话，那不知道差多远。
But the little holiness that we can experience is totally not comparable with His holiness.
我们知道神是光。
We know that God is light.
我们今天如果行走在光中，
If today we walk in the light,
如同他住在光中，
As He is in the light,
就彼此相交，
Then we fellowship with each other.
神儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
And the blood of the Son of God, Lord Jesus Christ, cleanses us from all sins.
但是我们今天所认识的神生命的光不过是一点点。
But today, the light that we know of this life of God is only a little.
神这个光是无限量的。
The light of God is unlimited.
神的荣耀谁能明白呢？
The glory of God, who can fathom?
甚至他能看见一点神荣耀的形象。
The prophets can see a little of the glory of God.
好像光辉的晶晶一样。
As if that is the bright pure gold.
我们今天稍微摸着了一点神的荣耀。
Today we touch a little bit of the glory of God.
但是神的荣耀是谁能测度呢？
But the glory of God, who can measure?
他是全知全有全丰的神。
He has full knowledge, full possession, and full of power.
神本性的丰富乃是远超过我们所能想象。
The fullness of the Godhead is much more than what we can understand.
我们今天不过尝到一点点。
Today we only taste a little.
需要在勇士里面我们去明白它。
We need to understand this when we come into eternity.
我们需要与众圣徒一同来明白它。
We need to understand with all the saints this point.
但是神本性一切的丰富都在基督的里面。
But all the fullness of Godhead is in Christ.
我们可以这样说。
We can put it this way.
除了基督之外，你找不到神。
Besides Christ, you cannot find God.
除了基督之外，你不能尝到一点神本性的丰富。
Outside of Christ, you cannot taste anything of the God, of the fullness of God.
神把他的自己全部都放在他儿子的里面。
And God has deposited the full or the whole of him in Christ.
这一个就是在基督里。
And this is in Christ.
神本性一切的丰富都居住在基督里。
All the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Christ bodily.
不但是这样，
Not only that.
神永远一切的旨意也都是在基督里。
The eternal purpose of God, eternal will of God is also in Christ.
以弗所第一章
Ephesians chapter 1,
第十节
verse 10.
要照所安排的，在日子满足的时候，是天上地下一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。以弗所一章十节。
For the administration of the fullness of time to head up all things in Christ, the things in the heavens, the things upon the earth.
神一切的旨意都是在基督里面。
The whole purpose of God is in Christ.
除了基督之外，神没有旨意。
Outside of Christ, God has no other purpose.
因为在神的心目中只有他的儿子。
Because in the heart of God, there's only His Son.
他爱他的儿子。
He loves His Son.
所以他为着他的儿子定了一个旨意。
Therefore, for His own Son, He has set this world.
他立他的儿子承受万有。
He established His Son as the inheritor of all things.
他要把万有都赐给他的儿子做产业。
He wants to give all things to his son as inheritance.
因着这一个，他才创造万有。
For this reason, he created all things.
弟兄姊妹，万有存在的目的乃是为着神的儿子。
The purpose of the existence of all things is for the Son of God.
你我被造的原因乃是为着神的儿子。
The reason you and I are created is because of the Son of God.
他把你我赐给他的儿子。
He has given you and me to his Son.
这个就是主在约翰十七章的祷告。
This is the prayer of our Lord Jesus in John chapter 17.
父啊，你所赐给我的人。
Father, what you have given me.
你就看见说一切都是为着他的儿子。
We see that all is for his Son.
万有都是在他儿子里创造的。
All things are created in his Son.
是借着他的儿子创造的。
And through his Son.
也是为着他的儿子创造的。
And also for his Son.
他也是把万有都凝结在一起的。
And he summed up all things.
我们看见说神所有的旨意都是在他儿子的里面。
So here we see that all the will of God is in his Son.
弟兄姊妹，你如果要在基督的外面去寻找神的旨意，你永远找不到的。
Dear brothers and sisters, if you want to find the will of God outside of Christ, forever you will fail.
你如果要知道神在你身上的旨意，
If you want to know the will of God upon you,
神对你这一生有什么旨意？
The will of God for your whole life.
如果你要在基督之外去找，你找不到的。
If you want to find that outside of Christ, you cannot find.
所以今天我们看见世界上的人活在地上是没有旨意，是没有目的的。
So you see that the people on this earth, living on this earth, they are without purpose, without will.
因此人活在地上也没有意义。
So when people live on this earth, they are without meaning.
但是感谢赞美神，我们在基督里，我们找到了人生的意义。
But thank and praise God that in Christ we have found the meaning of our life.
我们才知道神在我们身上的旨意是什么。
Then we know what is the purpose of God in you and in me.
不但是如此。
Not only that,
我们看见神一切的计划，一切的工作也都在基督的里面。
We also see that all the counsel of God, all the work of God is in Christ.
这是以弗所第一章第十一节。
This is Ephesians chapter 1 verse 11.
我们也在他里面得了基业，这是那位随己意行作万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
in whom we have also obtained an inheritance, being marked out beforehand according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his own will.
在我们中文圣经里头，翻译上面，就有一点难处。
In our Chinese translation, there is some difficulty.
如果在英文里头，你就能看得清楚一点。
But in English, you could see a little clearer.
在这里给我们看见说，神在那里行作万事。
Here we see that God works all things.
都是照着他旨意的计划。
According to the counsel of his will.
神不但有一个旨意，
Not only God has a will.
神也有一个计划。
God has a plan.
计划就是把神的旨意计划出来的。
Now this plan actually spells out God's will.
然后呢，神就用他的能力来照着他的计划，根据他的旨意来完成。
Then God will do his work according to his plan.According to his will.
所以弟兄姊妹，你就看见说，神一切的计划都是在他儿子里面。
So here, brothers and sisters, we see all the counsel or plan of God is in his son.
神一切的工作也都在他儿子里面。
All the work of God is in his son.
如果你要在基督之外，另外有计划的话，
If you have a plan which is outside of Christ.
你就看见你那个计划乃是一个虚空的虚空。
You will see that that plan of yours is a vanity of vanities.
我们只有在基督里能找到神的计划。
Only in Christ we can find the plan of God.
如果你在基督之外有所工作的话，
If outside of Christ you have some work,
这个工作是神所不悦纳的。
And that work is not acceptable to God.
只有在基督里的工作才是神的工作。
Only work in Christ is the work of God.
所以你要看见这一切也都是在基督里面。
You also see here, therefore, that all these things are in Christ.
不但是如此，
Not only that,
神所有的应许也都是在基督里面。
All the promise of God is also in Christ.
在哥林多后书第一章第二十节，
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20，
哥林多后书第一章第二十节，
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20，
神的应许不论有多少，在基督里都是是的，记住他也都是实在的，阿们的，叫神应我们的荣耀。
For whatever promises of God there are, in him is the yes, and in him the amen, for glory to God by us.
不管神的应许是对亚当的应许，
No matter whether that promise is to Adam,
女人的后裔要伤蛇的头，蛇要咬上他的脚跟。
The descendant of womanShall bruise the head of the snake, and snake will bruise his heel.
不管是神对亚伯拉罕的应许，
and whether the promise is to Abraham,
万国都要因你的后裔得福，
and all nations shall be blessed because of your descent, your seed.
不管是神对大卫的应许，
and whether that's the promise to David,
他的子孙要坐在他的位上。直到永永远远。
His descendants shall sit on the throne forever.
不管是神借着众先知所有的应许。
Whether the promise is through all the prophets.
我们看见神所有的应许在基督里都是实在的。
We see that all the promise of God is yes and amen in Christ.
因为所有神的应许就是基督。
Because all the promise of God is Christ.
在基督里，所有神的应许都应验了。
In Christ, all the promise of God is realized.
在基督外面，神没有应许。
And outside of Christ, God has not promised anything.
在基督外面，神的应许也不能实现。
And outside of Christ, the promise of God cannot be fulfilled.
所以，借着他也都是阿们。
Therefore, through him, it is all amen.
不但基督是神所有的应许，
not only that Christ is all the promise of God,
也只有基督来完成神所有的应许。
Only Christ can fulfill all the promise of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，你就看见说，一切的一切 都在基督里。
So dear brothers and sisters, see, all and all is in Christ.
在哥罗西第一章十九节所说的，神喜悦叫一切的丰盛都居住在基督的里面。
As said in Colossians chapter 1 verse 19, for in him all the fullness of the Godhead was pleased to dwell.
在这个原文的里面第十九节和二章九节有一点不同的。
In the original language, the chapter 1 verse 19 and chapter 2 verse 9 are slightly different.
一章九节里头他没有讲神本性，他乃是说一切的丰盛。
In chapter 19, it did not say of the Godhead, but it actually said all the fullness.
所有的丰盛。
All the fullness.
那么到了第二章九节里面是神本性一切的丰富。
Chapter 2 verse 9, it says the fullness of the Godhead.
无论如何，我想弟兄姊妹到了这个时候我们应当看见了。
So, no matter what, brothers and sisters, coming to this point, I believe you have seen.
你要看见说神的一切都是在基督里头。
Now you see that all of God is in Christ.
我们在他里面也得以完全。
And we are complete in him.
在第二章啊，哥罗西第二章第九节里头说，神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督。
And Chapter 2 verse 9 says the fullness, all the fullness of the God, of the Godhead dwells in him bodily.
我们要特别注意有形有体这四个字。
Now let's pay attention to this thing, bodily.
什么叫做有形有体呢？
What does it mean by bodily?
我个人相信这句话就是做道成肉身说的。
And I believe this particular word refers to Words becoming flesh.
我们的主耶稣他是神。
Our Lord Jesus, He was God.
神本性一切的丰富都在他的里面。
And all the fullness of God is in Him.
凡是神的都是他的。
And whatever is in God is in Him.
因为他与父为一。
Because He and the Father are one.
但是他降卑到这个地上来做人。
But He humbled Himself.Come down to this earth as a man.
他穿上了一个人的身体。
He put on the shape of a man.
弟兄姊妹，虽然他穿上了一个人的身体。
Brothers and sisters, although he put on this body of man.
但是神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在他的里面。
But all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in him bodily.
他虽然到地上来做人，他仍然是神。
Although he comes down to the earth as a man, but he is still God.
虽然外面是一个人的身体，
although outside it is the body of a man,
里面是神本性的丰盛，
but inside is the fullness of God.
那为什么需要这个身体呢？
Why he needs this body?
他就是要把神本性的丰盛能带到这个地上来。
He, in order to bring to this earth,The fullness of Godhead.
叫我们能得着这个丰盛。
So that we can get appropriate this fullness.
如果这个丰盛是在天上的话。
If this fullness were only in heaven.
我们在地上的人可以可望而不可及。
Now we on earth can see it, but we cannot reach it.
虽然是非常的荣耀，但是我们没有享受。
Although that is very glorious.But we cannot enjoy it.
但是感谢赞美神。
But we thank and praise God.
主耶稣到地上来做人。
Lord Jesus comes down to earth as a man.
在身体的里面，他把神的丰富显露出来。
Through his body, he brings out the riches of God.
不但把叫我们看见神的丰盛。
So that not only we can see the riches of God.
他的一生就是给我们看见神的丰盛。
His whole life shows us the riches of God.
神的荣耀。
The glory of God.
神的爱。
The love of God.
神的恩惠。
The grace of God.
神的慈爱。
The compassion of God.
神的公义。
The righteousness of God.
神的圣洁。
The holiness of God.
神的光明。
The light of God.
他一生就是把神本性的丰盛向我们显明出来。
His whole life displays to us the riches of the Godhead.
他借着十字架的死。
But through the death on the cross,
把这个丰盛释放出来。
He releases this abundance.
叫我们今天能接受这些的丰盛。
So that today we can receive this fullness.
所以到了第十节就说了，我们在他里面也得以完全。
So verse 10 it says, we are complete in Him.
这个变成非常实用的问题了。
Now this becomes a very practical matter.
不是一个抽象的理论。
It is not an abstract doctrine.
这一个是一个实际我们能经历的。
This is something we can experience in reality.
所以弟兄姊妹，
therefore brothers and sisters,
我们看见在基督里那个丰盛。
When we see the riches in Christ,
而这个丰盛。因着主到地上来做人为我们死的缘故今天叫我们能得着
Now this riches is today that we can have because our Lord Jesus has come down to earth as a man He also died on the cross for us
今天这一切的丰盛都已经在基督里赐给了我们
Now all this riches has been given to us in Christ
所以今天我们应当怎样
So today, what should we be?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们要看见我们的基督是这样的一位基督。
We have to see this is our Christ.
多少的时候在我们的灵会里面我们的基督是非常小的。
Oftentimes in our understanding, our Christ is small.
我们虽然知道他
Although we know him,
我们只知道他为我们流血。
We only know that He shed His blood for us.
叫我们的罪得着赦免。
So that our sins are forgiven.
感谢赞美神，我们知道他是我们的救主。
We thank and praise God that He is our Savior.
叫我们过去所犯的罪都一笔勾销。
So that our sins in the past are all done away with.
为着这一个，我们永远感激不尽。
So for this matter alone.We will thank him forever.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们所认识的基督就是这一点吗
？But dear brothers and sisters, is this all that we know of our Christ?
神所赐给我们的基督就是这一点点吗
？Is the Christ that God has given us just this little?
当神把他的儿子赐给我们的时候，他把万有与他的儿子都已经赐给我们。
When God gave us His Son, He has given all things to us in His Son.
巴不得神打开我们的心眼
Oh, that God open the eyes of our heart
叫我们看见一位大的基督
So that we can see a great Christ
荣耀的基督
Glorious Christ
丰富的基督
Rich Christ
不可测度的基督
Unmeasurable Christ
我们看见这位基督那实在是丰富到一个地步
We see this Christ is rich to a degree
我们没有办法来形容它
that we cannot even describe it
是不是今天我们的基督是这样一位的基督
now is it today our Christ is such a Christ
是不是因着他是那样的一位基督我们就不要在他之外有所寻求呢
now is it that because he is such a Christ that we do not look for anything outside of him
为什么今天我们认为基督不够呢
why do we think today that Christ is not enough
为什么我们在基督之外我们还要去寻找呢
why we still look for other things outside of Christ
好像我们的基督他不能供应我们的一切
As our Christ cannot supply to us.
你知道在新约的里面
We know that in the New Testament.
比方说哥罗西的教会
Colossian Church.
他们实在信靠主
They really believe and trust the Lord.
他们也爱众圣徒
They love the brothers and sisters.
他们实在有一个追求的心
They really have a heart to pursue him.
他们不但相信了主耶稣
Not only they have believed in Lord Jesus.
他们愿意长大
They are willing to grow.
但是可惜
But regrettably,
他们不在基督里面去长大
They do not grow in Christ.
他们在基督之外要想寻求长大
They try to seek to grow outside of Christ.
那他们就落在所谓哥罗西的异端的里面
And they fall into the trap of this Colossian heresy.
哥罗西的异端是什么呢
What is this Colossian heresy?
一面乃是外邦的哲学
On the one hand, it is the philosophy of Gentiles
另外一面是犹太那个离集
On the other hand, it's the rituals of the Judaism.
他们就在这些的里面去来寻求完全。
They sought perfection in these things.
好像基督不够。
As if Christ is not enough.
要到世界的哲学里来寻找完全。
They have to go to the worldly philosophy to look for completion.
要到犹太教里的耐心的理解里面去寻求完全。
But they have to go to the rituals of Judaism to look for perfection.
他们离开了基督。
They strayed away from Christ.
这样能长大吗？
Can they grow like this?
不能长大。
No, they can't.
并且他们落在死亡的里面。
And also they fall into death.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们不能在基督之外有所寻求。
We cannot seek anything outside of Christ.
加拉太的众教会也落在那个迷惑的里面。
The churches of Galatia fall into this too.
他们因圣灵入门，他要靠律法来成全。
They have entered through the gate of the Spirit, and they want to be perfected in the law.
他们离开了基督，要回到摩西去。
And they left Christ. They want to go back to Moses.
结果我们就看见他们从恩典里面就堕落了。
Then we can see that they fall from grace.
就是希伯来的圣徒也是这样。
Even the Hebrew Christians are the same.
他们要从基督里面出来，回到犹太教里面去。
They wanted to come out from Christ and go back to Judaism.
所以写希伯来书的人就勉励他们。
Therefore, the author of Hebrew letter encouraged them.
给他们看见基督比这一切更美。
To show them that Christ is better than all these things.
基督比天使更美。
The Christ is better than angel.
给摩西更美。
It's better than Moses.
给亚伦更美。
It's more excellent than Aaron.
给会幕更美。
It's more excellent than the tabernacle.
给律法更美。
More excellent than the law.
基督是最美的。
Christ is the most excellent.
所以要我们望断于基督。
Therefore, we are supposed to look off to Christ.
我们不要看任何的东西。
That we do not look for other things.
我们要单单仰望主耶稣。
We singly look for our Lord Jesus.
因为我们知道一切都在他的里面。
Because we know that all things are in him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
在基督里。
In Christ.
我们是要看见在基督里面的丰富。
We need to see the riches in Christ.
这样能吸引我们的心。
Then our hearts can be drawn.
叫我们来起来追求基督。
So we can rise up and pursue our Lord.
巴不得在我们的心眼的里面。
May in the eyes of our hearts.
除了基督之外，不见一人。
We do not see any other than Christ.
这是我们这一次在这里聚集的目的。
And this is the purpose of our gathering this time.
我们不见一人。
That we do not see anyone.
我们只见耶稣。
Except Christ.
因为他是我们一切的一切。
Because he is all and all to us.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
我们的神，我们感谢赞美你。
Our God, we thank you and praise you.
因为你把一切的丰盛都居住在基督的里面。
You have, because you have caused all the fullness to dwell in Christ.
有形有体的在基督里。
Bodily in Christ.
好叫我们今天能蒙恩，能在他里面得以完全。
So that we can receive grace and we can be made perfect in Him.
我们的神啊，求你借着你的圣灵开启我们的心眼。
Our God, we pray that you open the eyes of our heart through your Holy Spirit.
叫我们能看见你所看见的基督。
So that we see the Christ that you see.
好叫我们来寻求他，像你所注意的。
So that we can seek him as you have paid attention.
愿基督得着一切的荣耀。
May Christ have all the glory.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.